I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. We've been hearing a lot about football injuries, but lots of contact sports are facing pressure for dealing with them properly, especially head injuries. Now, every coach in this country knows exactly what's supposed to happen when a player appears to have suffered a concussion. When in doubt, sit the player out. That's the mantra. This past weekend, though, in England, a glaring example of what not to do. A star soccer player, Tottenham Hotspur goalkeeper Hugo Lloris, took a blow to the head and blacked out. When he came to, still dazed, his coach let him play on. And now that coach is taking a lot of flack for that. Taylor Twellman knows this topic well. The former New England Revolution striker had to retire from soccer after a severe head injury. I asked him what he made of the call to let Lloris play on.
Other than barbaric, I thought it was ridiculous. First and foremost, when you really watch the replay, he's knocked out. He's unconscious. The medical professionals on the field, the athletic trainers, even the teammates, Michael Dawson for one, all talked and walked Lloris to the sideline. And three times he stopped. Three times those medical professionals had an opportunity to say no, to tell him to get off the field. But it's also not the first time. Lukaku himself was knocked out in an Everton game before this. He should have came out. Robert Huth from Stoke City was knocked out. Flamini from Arsenal. This just continuously happens in England and in Europe. And I think everyone needs to realize that it's not just a United States problem, concussions, and an American football problem. It's a life problem in general.
Right. It's not the first time for Lloris and head injuries. In 2012, he knocked a Spanish striker out while punching a ball away from the goal. His manager at the time was critical of the refs for not stopping the match, saying the health of a player is more important than anything else. So on one hand, health is important. In the most recent event, it's play on. Do you find that inconsistency a lot in the world of soccer?
Yes, I do. It's a huge problem right now, and particularly in the United States. Obviously, the NFL has garnered a lot of the attention and the NHL, but the numbers show us over the last 5 to 6 years, soccer has the same amount of concussions that football and hockey do due to the amount of kids, boys and girls, playing the sport. And that doesn't change. That's not just a United States problem. That's not just an England problem. It's a world of soccer problem. There are head injuries. And I think FIFA and every league around the world needs to address this as soon as possible. This is, if Lloris sustains a second hit after that one, we're talking second impact syndrome, which often turns to be fatal. This isn't a career question. This is a life question. It's just disappointing that in 2013 we still have to figure out what's going on in the field of play.
What about soccer and head injuries in the U.S.? I mean, you dealt with a serious head injury. You've kept playing afterwards. But in the U.S., is it better or worse than in other parts of the world as far as soccer is concerned?
Are we more aware? Are we more open to it? Are we more actually concerned about it? There's no doubt in my mind. And I'm not saying we're perfect on how to deal with the recognition and rehabilitation of traumatic brain injuries, but we are definitely trying to figure out ways to make the athletes get off the field quicker. And it's not, I'm not talking the professional level, I'm talking about the amateur level, in trying to lead examples, because there's too often times that the recognition is a little slow, and then all of a sudden it becomes a second and third hit, and then you end up like me, where the rest of my life is completely changed now because of that decision to stay in the game.
There is another match on Thursday that Lloris might play in if he does go on the field. What do you think that says about the way soccer treats concussions, even after a high-profile blackout during a high-profile game?
I think it's obviously their medical professionals, their doctors, are not fully committed to understanding the traumatic brain injury, because if he was fully knocked out, there is strong medical research that shows at the minimum 10 days of no physical activity.
ESPN soccer analyst Taylor Twellman, also the founder of the Think Taylor Foundation that raises awareness about traumatic brain injuries. Thank you very much, Taylor.
Thank you.